You personally were drawn to the book because of Sally Magnusson, a name that many of us will know because I think she's Songs of Praise presenter, or has been in the past.
That's right.
And daughter of Magnus.
Indeed, yes. And that was the link, really, because she's known as a broadcaster, but she's also written non-fiction and journalism. And this is her first novel, and it's got that Icelandic link. Her father was known not just for Mastermind presenter, but also because he translated a lot of Icelandic work. And I think that's where she got her first interest in looking at folklore from Iceland. And this book is based on what she understood. It was a real life incident that's very little known. And she read a translation of the historic event and decided that there were some gaps in that account that she wanted to fill through her imagination. And this is the book that resulted. So it's set in 1627, and it's about some pirates from Algiers who landed on the coast of Ireland, and they carried off 400 people, two-thirds of them from one small island. And they were men, women and children. And amongst this group of people, there was a minister called Olafur and his pregnant wife, Asta, which I think is pronounced Auster, actually, which is quite difficult to remember when you see it written Asta in the book, and their two small children. And they were all transported to the slave market in Algiers. But Asta gives birth on the voyage from Iceland. It's a long trip, and this account of her giving birth is pretty horrific. And the families, when they get there, though, the families quickly separated and they're all sent to different fates. But we're following Asta, or Auster, through the book, and it's about how she copes with this really strange environment. She's come from Iceland, very bleak environment, gone to Algiers, which is colourful, exotic, but she's a slave. She's bought by a member of the ruling council there, a man called Syllaby, and she's there for 8 years. She doesn't know how long she's going to be there, but it's for 8 years. She's encouraged to convert to Islam, and she actually copes by having a way out through telling stories to the people she's surrounded by, the people she has to spend an environment with, and also this man Syllaby who bought her, and they become quite close friends and, well, enter into a relationship. And that's about the sum of it. Can't tell you the ending, though, can I?
No, don't. That would spoil it. But even so, that's a lot to take on.
Yes.
Was it a lot to deal with as a reader?
Yes, it was. There are some really beautiful descriptions, and the scene setting's amazing. You do get a sense of Iceland, you get a sense of Algiers, you get a sense of the horrific conditions on the ship. Also, a lot of emotional detail from Auster, and seeing her children being taken away. It's amazing in that respect, but it's a very difficult setting. It's a very difficult scenario to take on board. It's not an environment that I actually want to dwell into too deeply, really.
And not one we can really relate to, I wouldn't have thought.
No, but then in some ways that's what literature is all about, isn't it? It's trying to find a way into situations that we don't know, that we're not familiar with, and that we might have some empathy with the people who have experienced those sort of situations, so we have a greater understanding. And something that I've read that Sally Magnusson said about writing about Auster was that she wanted to convey this sense of taking a different perspective, that Auster went into this environment in Algiers and she didn't want to enjoy the exotic, the beautiful colours, the great food, because she felt she was there through wickedness, through being taken by these pirates. And she couldn't understand how the people behaved in that way. But gradually, as she came to know them, she got more of an understanding as to the decisions that were made that led to her being there. And Sally Magnusson wants us to appreciate that, as to, you know, if we put ourselves in somebody else's shoes, we may not condone it, but we can appreciate a little bit more about the decisions that were made and understand it a little bit more. So there's all sorts of themes going on.
And just thinking, actually, because slavery is still a problem, isn't it? The modern day slavery. I'm wondering, actually, I said it's something we couldn't relate to. Possibly we can. People who, poor people, desperate people who might find themselves in that situation, they've got to cope somehow, haven't
indeed
they? Even
yes.
If they, even if they, in inverted commas, entered into it voluntarily, because they thought it, with the promise of a better life, although it wasn't the case in this story. But modern day slavery, one presumes many people do agree to go along because they think they're going to get a better life, but don't.
Yes. No, there's all sorts of parallels that we can draw from this book, and all sorts of themes, and that's why it would be great for a book group discussion. Mm. And you know, it's always interesting to see, hear other people's points of view as well. But there are lots of themes to consider in this. What you've mentioned, bringing it up to date, looking at the modern parallels, but also there's issues here about faith and belief. You've got the freedom and enslavement, but there's also things about having pride in oneself and also folklore, the Seal Woman's Gift, all about stories and the power of storytelling and how you can escape from your environment through imagining a different place and a different story.
So from that point of view, could we say it was uplifting in any way?
I would say yes, and also very thought-provoking, and also transforming in that you are taken to another place because of the beauty of the writing. I think it's very powerful in that respect, but quite a difficult book to read, as we said, in the subject matter. And I think it would be good in that context as well to have a group reading it together so that people could support each other at the end of it to look at the themes and to come away from it.
Well, it's available, of course, The Seal Woman's Gift by Sally Magnusson. Catherine Lana from Browers Bookshop in Woodbridge. Have I got it right this time?
Browsers.
Browsers. Sorry.